Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, pen and paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we're led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hami. God bless you, Evangelist Hami.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. And we ask, God, that you will stop by here during this broadcast, that you will send your anointing, O God, and send your word, Lord Jesus. Let your word have free course. Let it go out and reach everyone listening. In a special way, Lord, let them receive a touch. Oh, God, let us hear from you through your word. Lord, minister unto us according to our need, for you know us better than we know ourselves. And, Lord, we are looking unto you, and we're calling on you right now, asking you to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole tonight. Oh, my God, send on encouragement and strength in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We're praying, God, that we may have a close draw nigh unto you, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to humble ourselves before you and to obey your word and to keep your commandment. Help us, Lord God, to do your will, for we don't know what to do if you don't show us, Lord. Show us what to do and how to go about it, oh God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are leaning and depending on you, for we can't do anything of ourselves. Lord, please take control right now and have your way. Lord, go out into the streets of the cities around the world. Oh, my God, stop by house to house.
Yes.
Lord, God, souls are out there, don't know you, dying every day without hope. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and save, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, remember the backsliders. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Yes. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord God, lay the hand of death and give somebody a little more time, time to repent, Lord God, and time to complete the work that you've assigned unto them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, visit the prison and the jails, oh, God, all around any detention centers. Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Save, Lord Jesus, young and old. Oh, God, you are able to do all things, and you can reach everywhere, places that we cannot go or reach. Lord, you can go there. You can reach them in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord God, that you remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Oh, Lord God, those prayer requests that are made known in the unspoken request. Please, my God, consider and grant them according to your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the bereaved family tonight, asking for comfort and for consolation. Please, my God, be merciful and give them comfort. Help them, Lord, through this difficult time. Lord God, only you can mend the brokenhearted. Only you can bind up the woundedhearted. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord, and save. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way and let your will be done, Lord. We believe that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. And we give you thanks, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now for just listening to our prayers. We thank you for coming to our aid, coming to see about us. Lord, we thank you for having mercy on us, oh God. We thank you for all things that you've done, for what you're doing now and about to do. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. We ask that you'll accept our prayer, all of these blessings. We ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And now I will be reading from the 45th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee. Arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. We thank God for the reading of the word from the 45th number of Psalm, from verse 1 throughout verse 7. May God bless the reading of the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelina Udman. We thank God for prayer and for the opening scripture. And let you know, you tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing in at 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We are keeping the bereaved Ingram Soul family in prayer, and the services for Dr. Betty Ingram Soul for Dr. Betty Ingram Soul is Saturday, January the 27th at 11 o'clock a.m. at a Master of Our Savior. And the address is 77 Hillard Road in Gibbsboro, New Jersey. We're praying for Evangelist Patricia Jones, for Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson, Sister Ann, and we're the bereaved Harrell family. Sister Ann Harrell passed away. For Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, and Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all of those who are requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would come and sing a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Yes, Lord, I'm going to attempt to sing.
Jesus is mine, Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, oh, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, oh, Jesus is mine. He's mine in the morning, mine in the noonday, mine in the evening. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, oh, Jesus is mine.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, Jesus is mine. How about you? Praise God. We thank the Lord for that selection and for this broadcast. And at this time, we have a pre-recorded message that we're going to play. Is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and the title is Abide in the Vine. We pray that you will listen in attentively, that you may receive something from the Lord, a blessing or deliverance for your soul. God bless you.
God bless you out there in Radio Land. We're happy to come to you once again to be able to give you the gospel of Jesus Christ. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and mercy to us. Oh, my God, we thank you for your love that you've shown to us. We thank you for this opportunity to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. We pray that you let your word touch some heart, Lord, penetrate some soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you're able, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Strengthen the weak, Lord Jesus. Heal them that are sick, Lord Jesus. Save the unsaved, Lord. Work a miracle, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. We know there's no failure in you. With you, there's nothing impossible. Lord, we take you at your word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move through the streets of Camden, Lord. In the name of Jesus, stay the hand of death. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on the souls of men. Lord, trouble their minds. Give them a mind to seek your face and turn from their wicked ways and call upon your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for you said in your word, Lord, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is nigh. In the name of Jesus, Father, we believe your word. We claim the victory and we count it done. In the name of Jesus, these and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. At this time, we're going to go to the word of God. Reading from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Yes.
Abide in me,
yes,
and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine.
Yes.
Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Amen.
I'm going to talk to you tonight about the true vine. And I'd like to leave a thought with you. Abide in the true vine. Abide in the true vine.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus began to speak to the disciples here, and he began to let them know that he was the true vine.
Yes.
And he said, my Father is the husbandman.
Oh, yes.
He was letting us know that he was that vine. I believe in the natural, a vine is any plant with a long stem,
yes,
a thin stem, that grows type of support.
Yes.
But anyway, a vine is something that grows and grows and climbs and climbs.
Yes, please.
And Jesus was saying here that he is true vine.
Yes.
And his father is the husbandman. Jesus' father is the one that takes care of the vine.
Yes.
Takes care of the branches.
Yes, please.
God knows without the husbandman, without the farmer or the one that plows the ground, we wouldn't have any vegetables.
Amen.
We wouldn't have any fruit. Oh, no, we wouldn't.
Amen.
But God was saying in his word, Jesus said, I am the true vine,
yes,
and my father is the husbandman. And he said, every branch,
yes,
in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away.
Yes.
I believe we are the branches.
Glory to God.
We that say we know Jesus. We that say we've been born again.
Right.
We that name the name of Christ.
Yes.
We are the branches. But Jesus was letting us know, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away.
Yes.
In other words, he purges it.
Yes, he does.
He cuts off the dead branches.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he does. He cut them off. Purge the tree, so that it will bring forth more fruit.
Yes.
And Jesus began to say, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away.
Oh, yes.
And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it,
purge,
that it may bring forth more fruit.
Yes,
he said, now ye are clean through the word,
yes,
which I have spoken unto you. Jesus made us clean through the words that he's spoken unto us.
Amen.
Jesus said in St. John 6:63, he said it is the Spirit,
yes,
that quickeneth.
Yes,
he said the flesh profited nothing,
yes,
but it is the Spirit,
yes, Spirit,
that quickeneth. And Jesus is the word. And through his word,
yes,
the words that he has spoken unto us,
all right,
we are clean.
Yes.
I believe Jesus, he prayed for the disciples before he went to the cross,
all right,
before he went up on Calvary.
Yes, he did.
Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane,
yes,
and he prayed for the disciples.
Yes, he did.
He prayed, and through him, he prayed,
yes,
for the disciples,
yes,
that they may be sanctified.
Oh, yes.
And he began to tell them,
yes,
now are ye clean.
Jesus,
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 he prayed for you one day,
yes,
and he prayed for me,
yes,
and now we have become branches,
yes,
in that vine.
Yes.
Thank God Almighty.
Yes.
I'm glad to be a part,
yes,
of the vine. I'm glad,
yes,
that I'm a part of the true vine.
Yes.
The Lord is telling us to abide in that true vine.
Yes.
Don't get out of the will of God.
Amen.
Don't get out of Christ.
Amen.
Many people are taken down,
yes,
in these last days.
Yes, they
are drawing back on,
yes,
God. And the word of God says, he that putteth his hand to the gospel plow,
right,
and looking back,
looking back,
is not fit for the
not
kingdom
fit
of God.
Don't
but you have to drive,
yeah,
and go forward.
Yes, so.
You have to ride.
Yeah.
You have to drive.
Yes, so.
And slack not your riding.
Yes, so.
Except the Lord bid you.
Yes, so.
That's why we have to abide in the word of Jesus.
Yes, so.
We have to abide in the true vine.
Because
once we get out of the true vine,
yes,
God knows we are walking on dangerous territory.
Amen.
We have been walking in the dark.
Yes.
But God brought us out of darkness.
Yes.
And he doesn't mean for us to continue to walk in darkness.
Amen.
I find out that men, they rather darkness,
yes,
rather than light.
Oh, yes,
because
do.
Their deeds are,
yes,
evil.
Amen.
When a man does evil,
yes,
he doesn't want you to know,
all right,
his evil deeds.
No,
oh, no, he doesn't.
Yes,
he might slip and fall, beat and hide,
yes,
because he don't want you to know that his deeds are evil.
Amen.
But the word of God tells me,
yes,
that
everyone
that cometh to the light,
yes,
he comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest.
Amen.
That they are of God.
Yes.
God knows when you come to Christ, you don't try to deceive no one.
No, you don't.
You don't try to defraud no one.
Amen.
But you will walk uprightly,
yes,
and speak in your heart.
Amen.
You're not going to be a lying saint.
Amen.
But you're going to be,
oh,
a believing saint.
Yes.
You're going to be a truthful saint.
Yes.
You're going to speak the truth. You're going to say those things which be of God.
Amen.
One thing about Jesus, when you abide in Christ, God knows you can't go in your own way.
Amen.
You can't go in the way of the world.
Amen.
But you will continue to be
done unto him. Isn't it beautiful that we can go to God and whatsoever we ask in prayer, we can get it. We can receive it of God. We can go to God just like a natural man. We can ask of God and he will give it to us. He said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, he said, I will do it. Thanks be to God. We've given us the victory. We can go to God and ask of him, and he will give it to us. But we must abide in the vine. Once we get out of that vine, we can go to God and pray all we want to.
All right.
But if we are not living according to the word of God, he doesn't have to answer.
Amen.
Oh, no. He said in his word, if any man, we know that God hears not sins.
All right.
But if any man be a worshiper of God, him he hears. Oh, yes. Don't think you can go out there and smoke, drink, curse, and lie, and cheat, and then go to God in prayer and ask God of something, and he's going to give it to you. Oh, no.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Because God said in his word, he hears not a sinner's prayer.
Yes, Lord.
But if any man be a worshiper of him, he hears.
Amen.
If you're a worshiper of God, if you're living and abiding in the word of God, you can ask of God, and he will give it to you. But you must abide in the true vine.
Amen.
Jesus is the true vine, and he's purging the church.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he is. He's cutting off all the dead branches.
Amen.
Those that don't want to live right. Those that don't want to abide in the word of God. Those who don't want to live holy. God is purging the church. That's why so many are going out in the world.
Yes.
Because God is purging the church.
Amen.
He's cleaning the church up so that he can bring forth more souls. So that more souls can come into the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
And be saved.
Amen.
We must abide in that true vine.
Yes, Lord.
For Jesus is that true vine.
Amen.
And his Father is the husbandman. We are the branches, and we must abide in God's word, and he will take us through.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for that message. Short but sweet. We thank God for the word of God at this time. We're going to open the doors to salvation to give anyone a chance to be saved. If you want to be saved, if you want to be delivered, you want to be healed, and whatever your prayer request is, if you receive the word of God and believe God, take him at his word, God will do it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon your people. Oh, my God, if there's someone out there that don't know you but want to get to know you, help them to repent of their sins. Help them to turn from their way and give their life unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, I pray that you touch, Lord, those souls desiring to be delivered, desiring a special blessing of the Lord. We know you can do it. Help them to yield themselves unto you. Help them, oh, Lord, to trust in you and take you at your word, knowing that your word is true, Lord, and you'll do just what you said you would do. Help us, oh, Lord, that profess the name of Christ. Help us to abide in the word of God. Help us to abide in that true vine. We know you're able to take us through, and you're able to keep us, O Lord. Heal them that are sick, O Lord, and deliver them that are bound. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Heal them that are sick, O Lord. Those who are suffering with weaknesses, infirmities, I pray that you touch right now, Lord, and I pray that you go into the hospital. Those souls that are crying out there and asking for help, I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Touch their bodies, save their souls, help them to give themselves to you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, oh Lord. Look on all those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. I pray that you'll help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to draw nigh unto thee. Help them to seek your face that they might be saved, that they might receive life in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on your people everywhere, the saints of God throughout the world. Touch and bless your people, oh Lord. Help them to stand. Help them to endure. Help them go through. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. We believe your word today, and we take you at your word. We are trusting in you, Lord, knowing that you will do just what you said you would do. And I thank you today, Lord. I thank you for your healing virtue. I thank you for what you've done for me, Lord. I thank you for your mercy toward me. I thank you for how you blessed and touched my body. I thank you today, Lord. Thou art a merciful God, and you are yet working miracles. Help us to continue to look to you, Lord, your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for all that you have done, for how you continue to make a way, open up a door, and bless your people. Help us to continue to look to you as never before. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers and our evangelists. Praise God.
Amen. The Lord. Go ahead. Sorry. Okay. And thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Even though it was preached back in the day, again, still relevant. Abide in the vine. And we have to abide in Jesus. He is our life source. If we're cut off from him, we will die. So if we want to live, if we want to thrive, we have to abide in him. Sometimes people, they separate from the true vine and they try to find another source of life, but it's not the same. And if anyone has ever propagated a plant will grow, and while it's growing, little shoots start. And if you cut them away from the mother plant, you have to put them in water or soil, or else they'll shrivel up and die. That's how we are. If we're cut off from the true vine, we will die. So we have to abide in. And then there are benefits to abiding in the true vine, because we can ask what we will, and he'll do it for us. But we have to abide. Beautiful message. Be encouraged, Evangelist Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. I enjoyed that beautiful message, encouraging us to abide in the true vine. And the true vine is Jesus. Amen. He's that main source. And we need to be connected at all times so we can receive the nutrients of the Spirit through him. And anything we need, we can ask. And he will do it. Now, I just encourage you, Evangelist May, keep preaching the word of God. And I tell you, I really thank God for these messages that we are hearing. Even from years back, the anointing, you can feel the anointing of God. Yeah. And these messages apply to us right now. And I'm so grateful. I just thank the Lord. I really enjoyed that word on tonight. I want to encourage everyone to take the word of God in for yourself. Bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God that came tonight, letting us know to abide in the vine. Jesus is the vine. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. I just thank God for the word.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our evangelists. Thank the Lord for their remarks. And I thank the Lord for each of you that are out there listening to the word of God. We hope you have received something that you can be delivered. I thank the Lord for all things and thanking God for what he has done for me and for how the Lord has truly healed my body. And I, like I said, I'm yet looking to the Lord for another deliverance because I know he can do it. He did it before. He can do it again. I'm yet trusting him. Abide in the vine. I thank the Lord because that's the mind that I have to abide, to stay, to dwell in that true vine. Praise God. I want to be saved in the end. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. We're not going to detain you any longer. Once again, I thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Khadija, and Evangelist Hameen, and thank you for your support. And if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel, 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.